This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has taken over major parts of our economy, so now the bureaucrats are eager to take over what public schools teach our children. Former school teacher and author Orlean Kerla explains their current goal, why you should be concerned, and what you can do about it. Her new book is called Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform. This national takeover of school curriculum was cleverly named Common Core State Standard Initiative, so it sounds as if it were developed by the states. But that's not true. It was developed by trade groups and corporate interests that will make a lot of money from its implementation. The Obama administration induced 46 states to give up local control of their English and math curricula through a clever carrot-and-stick method, a combination of bribery, waivers for the hated No Child Left Behind Act, and threats to cut off future federal grants. Left out of the development of this new curriculum were parents, local and state school boards, and state legislatures. The price tag to adopt Common Core standards is enormous. It's also important to note that Common Core standards will not make kids any smarter. The math standards are so substandard that the only real mathematician on the validation committee refused to approve them. He said that Common Core standards are 2 years behind international expectations by the eighth grade and then fall further behind in grades 8 to 12. The math standards downgrade the years when algebra and geometry are to be taught. The name of this very useful book is Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform, and the author is Orlean Kerla. Parents, go to Eagle Forum's website, eagleforum.org, for more information about Common Core.
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. RBN is now associated with Cumulus Media Network Satellite Services, which provides a 24/7 satellite channel to RBN on XDS. Cumulus Media has supplied XDS receivers to over 4,000 stations, each of which now has the capability to broadcast any RBN program they choose. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spingola.com. Another site that I wish to draw your attention to is SpingolaSpeaks.info. created by one of our listeners. Please email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today holds a record. Beginning in December 2010, he has been on my program 34 times. My guest today is Clint Richardson. His website is Reality Blogger with 1G, realityblogger.wordpress.com, and thecorporationnation.com, and clint4p.com. He is the producer, director, writer of Lethal Injection, The Story of Vaccination, came out in 2011. Another movie is Kaffir School, School Districts, and The Lottery, and of course, the one and only The Corporation Nation, which was, I believe, his first film. Clint, welcome to the program.
You say 34 times.
Yeah.
My goodness, people are going to start thinking we're an item. That's crazy.
No, it's my pleasure to have you on that many times, and I'm certain that the listeners really appreciate your wisdom and all the things that you have shared with them since 2010, which is when I first. It took me a while really to find your contact number because it wasn't readily available, and I had watched The Corporation Nation, the film, the video, and I thought, I got to get a hold of this guy. And I'd only had the radio program for 2 months. I started in October, on Saturday night, actually, October 23rd, and then I went to daytime. But, yeah, you were one of my first guests after I went to daytime.
Wow, and look where we've come so far. That's actually kind of cool. I did not know that, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I just was so impressed with that video. I just, so anyway, 34 times.
Well, my sister, I got to say, I definitely have enjoyed all of our, well, I should say all the times you've let me talk and talk and talk and talk. I sure appreciate it. You know, it's not easy to get a soapbox when you're talking about things that aren't supposed to be talked about.
Well, that's the reason you're on, because these are the things that people need to know and the things that you don't hear in the mainstream media or a lot of other places. So your latest article, it's a three-parter, Cracking the Cult of the Constitution. And I think this is so important. It is just so important.
Well, I've spent actually it's accumulation of now years and years and years of research. And it's sort of a, it references a lot of things I've written in the past. And, you know, I like to say that what I wrote 3 years ago is probably going to be usurped by the knowledge I've gained in that 3 years. And what I wrote then might very well be wrong today, just because, you know, the knowledge base, again, it's accumulating. I know you understand that. For every factoid that you uncover, unfortunately, three more rocks under that one rock. And that basically really led me to, I guess there's certain stages that you go through. I think you know this too, that you bypass the gatekeepers out there in the alternative media and the regular media, and you uncover these stones, and eventually it leads you to certain places that you have to uncover, and you have to realize what those things are before you can ever move ahead. Now, of course, the knowledge base that we're all trying to attain is never going to be attained by anyone. And I think as soon as you realize that you're never going to know anything, the more you can learn. So this is really, it's a three-part essay that I'm doing, and it's taking me hours upon hours upon hours to accumulate. And I was trying to get part two done actually today before I got on the show, but I just couldn't edit it quick enough, which is going to be more of a pictorial essay, which is going to blow your mind, because when we're talking about, you know, when we're delving into the concept of masonry and what it is, this fraternal brotherhood, when you have the Masonic Bible stating that all of the 53 of the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence were Master Masons, George Washington being the Master Mason of America, laying the cornerstone for the Capitol building, Philadelphia being nicknamed the City of Brotherly Love. One of the most horrible things I found, Deanna, and this really needs to be studied by people on their own individually, is this Masonic connection with police, state troopers, judges, the whole legal system. It's very frightening when you see, for instance, if you go to Google, you can type in Google Images, and I don't like Google, but it's certainly the best for finding images. If you just type in police badge or police patch, Mason, just those three words, you're going to be shocked at what comes up, and stuff that you've never noticed. These police badges and these patches that they have with fasci on them, with the square and compass with the G in the middle on them. Every state, you find that state troopers there's this thing where police seem to be able to rape, pillage, extort, exact, tase, knock us over the head, and we all just sit here and go, why is this person not in jail? Why is this person not getting in trouble for his actions? Why can he just quit and not get in trouble for what he did while he was in office? Well, I believe that I've kind of found the answer to that, and
you can apply the same thing to the military.
To the military, yes. If you look at their badges, if you look at the Great Seal of the United States, it's the fasci. In other words, the bundled sticks with the axe sticking out of it. That's the international symbol of fascism. It was Mussolini's personal flag, and it was the Roman fasci that were carried by the lictors to signify authority. Okay, those are actually hanging in the halls of Congress. Okay, this is, I mean, the whole system is based on this, what you would call fraternal brotherhood. I mean, how many times have the police called you or the firefighters called you and said, hi, this is, you know, so-and-so with the Fraternal Order of Police or the Fraternal Order of Firefighters, Fraternal Order of this or that. Never thought of it as a Masonic group, but that's exactly what that means. You know, these things, we just don't consider that there's an organization beyond what we can see, and it's very frightening.
It is. Alrighty, we will take a break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today for the 34th time is Clint Richardson. His website is realityblogger.wordpress.com, and the other two are thecorporationnation.com and clint4p.com, and he's talking about cracking the cult of the Constitution, and part one is on his website. I encourage you to read it and study it and share it.
Alrighty. It's funny when you think about it. The Constitution really is the foundation of government, and government pretends to derive its power from that document, even though it has completely, basically suspended that document at this time with, oh, everything from the Libra Code to the emergency, declarations. And everything. I mean, we're basically living in a dream. We're living in 1776 instead of 2013. We're literally, I mean, we still believe in this sort of fallacy of living in a free country. And it just amazes me that we are in this position. I mean, I understand that you go to government schools and government-sponsored schools, the Department of Education and all that, and we get this indoctrination. But, you know, at some point, Deanna, I think you have the same response to all this, is at some point the fallacy and the fact that things don't connect when you start actually thinking about it and applying logic and reason, you start seeing how ridiculous, for instance, the concept of government by the people is an absolutely ridiculous concept. The fact that we all consent somehow to being beaten, extorted, put in jail, that's the government of the people. We somehow consent to being beaten up, and nothing about that makes sense.
Well, you made a comment. You said if we apply logic and reason. Well, your average student and your average citizen does not ever apply logic and reason to what you're talking about.
No, that's because the liberal arts education obviously has been, kept for the privilege of attorneys and the higher, the Ivy League.
The chosen people,
yes,
the elite.
Yes. Very much so. And we get the multiple choice answer.
Right. And so we get PE and we get all of those other classes that are really important.
Yeah, I don't know how I could have survived without home economics.
Well, there are some practical application classes that I think are good. But for the most part, I think that now it seems that the whole focus is on sports programs. it's pretty awful.
Yeah, that's a real shame because, take myself, I spent months and months and months uncovering this whole, I think we talked about it on one of those 34 shows about prions and this cause of all this dementia and disease. I mean, they're patenting the heck
out of
these prions. And yet, I mean, for all intents and purposes, the research I did was PhD quality research. And yet I can't possibly publish a book on it. I can't, I can't get out there and say, look, here's what's happening. This is what's causing cancers, AIDS, dementias of all forms, ALS. I can't tell anybody that except to get on a show like this and scream it from the top of my lungs, but I can't do anything because I am not I didn't go to the institution, get institutionalized, get a license to practice a private function called law or medicine, a copyrighted thing. So, the only education that anybody's going to get is on their own, because the only thing you can get in school is, it is an institution, and the only thing you can get from an institution is an institutionalized, information, intellect.
Right. But they want you to know, and not what will help you. I mean, I know people who have more education about the human body and about medicine and can treat himself or, I know a lot of people that treat themselves. But you have to, best what is going on in your body and certainly sometimes you can ask the advice of others, but you really have to start taking responsibility for your own education, your own body, your own everything.
Well, yeah, and even then, you have to know when it is okay to say something, because it might be a legal word or a legal term that you're not supposed to use without a license. You know, if you give somebody advice and you're being listened to by the NSA or whatever, then the FDA is going to come in and say that you're practicing license, or the federal government's going to come in and say you're practicing law. Well, wait a minute. practicing? What does practicing mean? It literally means you're practicing a copyrighted and private structure that you're not allowed to do without a license from government. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous, especially when we're talking about medicine. The most important part about the concept of being charged with practicing medicine is that you never say these words, cure and heal, because that's illegal. If I were to say I could cure you of a disease, I'd go to jail.
Yes, but see, if what you they, were a what doctor, do, yes.
What they can't do, according to Geneva codes and conventions and all that, is they can't limit science. That's the important thing that I think people need to focus on, because real healing, involves energy. Energy is science, not medicine. Real healing, from Royal Rife to Tesla to all, when Ford was creating these great machines, and of course his factory got burnt down by the Purple Gang, by Horowitz and that gang. We have the potential to literally heal the world through science, not through medicine. Forget medicine. Medicine is simply symptom relief. Even a doctor repairing cuts and lacerations is still just symptom relief. It is not a cure or a thing. But if you can attach yourself to a machine that sends energy through your body that accelerates the healing process by tenfold, now you're talking about science. And again, science can't be regulated as a private function. And that's, I think, for people who are endeavoring to be in the business of healing and yet not able to do so because you can't say the word healing, science is the word science is the way to do that, I believe, without drawing or without becoming liable to breaking some copyright rule of, the medical and legal industry. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, you brought up a point here I think that's really important. You said that you have to be licensed for the government to do all this. And then when you think of all of the labor unions, and we usually think of a labor union having to do with something that is under the order of production, like producing a car or something like that. But the labor union for the medical industry is, of course, the American Medical Association, and then, of course, you've got the Bar Association. And all these other, you have to have a certificate to teach. You have to be certified you have to have a license to get married, to drive a car, to do all these other things. Everything that you do is by the permission of the government. And when you think of the power that they exert over the citizens, it's dramatic, absolutely dramatic.
Well, if you just have to consider, there's only one way to be in control of man, and that is to first assign him the artificial person, the 14th Amendment citizen, and then to make all of his actions, his natural right to do something, completely illegal, and then give him license to do something illegal, which is legality.
Exactly. All righty, we are going to break. We'll be back in about 5 minutes.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruits, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Clint Richardson. His website is realityblogger.wordpress.com. There's just one G in blogger. And we're talking about his recent article, his latest article, three parts, Cracking the Cult of the Constitution. And you refer to it as a cult, and then you talk in your article about the corporate churches and the religious doctrines, and I mean, it's very interesting how people kind of interweave the Constitution with religion, whatever particular religion they happen to be espousing.
Isn't that interesting that somehow there's a separation of church and state, which basically just, it basically means that there is no declared central religion or federal, you know, kind of like the Church of England is the government and the Church of England. We don't have that here. The great part about that, the realization of what that actually means, it was not a protection in the sense that it avoided the church and government. What it did was it protected the worst kind of religion or cult or whatever you want to call it. So your Luciferianism, your masonry, the worst of the cults and organizations that otherwise would be driven out. you know, your lawyers, your attorneys would be driven out. Your all these associations would be driven out. But the people now are that, you know, we feel helpless. We feel, he has the right to practice Satanism. You know, I can't do anything. Freedom of religion. And that's really what it's about. And that's why all of these groups have infiltrated and integrated into the system and have literally changed the entire value structure of the people. What I find the most interesting, and I came upon this video that I put in here, and I said it's absolutely required to listen to, because this guy was giving this wonderful, wonderful presentation on the Catholic Church as compared to the Church of Islam or the religion of Islam, Catholicism versus Islam. And of course, you know, what came first, Catholicism or Islam? Well, obviously Catholicism did. But what I found the most interesting about that, and it's really rearranged my whole thought process on what Christianity is per se, is that the Catholic Church created Islam, because Islam is basically Catholicism without all of the pomp and circumstance, with a lot of the symbols gone. For instance, the Catholic Church worships Mary over Jesus. Somehow they, you know, made Mary come out of a cave, which is a pagan, you know, symbol, pagan allegory. And then over in Islam, you have all of the symbols of the church. You have the crescent and the star. You have all of the same exact symbols. And everywhere he went around the world, he found that the Catholic Church and the Islamic temple were always next door to each other. And he, I found that to be fascinating. And they all had the same symbology and the same, you know, that crescent and the star, worshiped the same people. And, you know, he was saying that basically in the Middle East area, where it is Islam today, you had what I refer to now as unorganized or unincorporated Christians. So when I say the word Christian now, after all of this research, I don't even consider to be a Christian to be a religion. Okay, a religion is Catholicism or Methodism or all of these different dogmas that are created. But to be a Christian unorganized, in other words, unincorporated, not a member of a ritual or custom that is a church or a religion, that is what a Christian is. And a Christian really is someone who follows the teachings of Christ. Now, that could be someone who follows the teachings of Alec Baldwin. They would be called a Baldwin something or other. Or someone who follows the teachings of Gandhi. What's the difference? Follow the teachings of Christ. It was a natural man who taught God's law or natural law. You know, you can call God nature. They're interchangeable. If there is a God, he obviously created nature. So the two cannot be, you know, taken as any different. And somehow we got the illusion, I think, in this country, and I think it was promoted to us, that instead of being the caretakers of nature, of God's country, we are somehow the dominatrix. We are the, you know, we have this right to do anything we want. And that's just not the case. And so governments and churches have come along, combined with each other, and are literally controlling the laws that allow corporations to rape, pillage, destroy, taint the entire structure of nature, from water to oil, you know, the blood of the earth to everything else. So I find what the most interesting thing that was brought forward is that Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is simply following the teachings of a man. And I, you know, once I kind of got that into my head, I understood what religion was. So the Catholic Church creates Islam, same symbols, everything's the same, in order to rid the land in the Middle East of unorganized or unincorporated Christianity, Christians who did not necessarily subscribe to a religion. And I just found that to be a fascinating look, and once I applied that to all of the knowledge that I'm you know, gaining, it absolutely fits, makes perfect sense as to what has happened with the organization of religion. Now the problem with that is that The cards are being laid on the table right now. You have governments across the world, obviously taken over by Judeo-Christian, the organized religious Zionism, basically. And you have, you find that the goal of the Catholic Church, the goal of the Church of England, the goal of Masonry, the goal of Zionism and Judeo-Christianity are all the same. All these churches have the same goal. It's written within all of their dogma, and that is to rebuild the Temple of Solomon, the third temple, Ezekiel's temple. It's happening, again, we talked about this, it's happening right now. They're changing the laws in Israel, or attempting to allow animal sacrifice, and changing the civil rules and civil laws to not allow women to go into the temple. And the worst part of it, now that I understand this, it's terrifying to me that it's happening right before us, and that we don't even see that we're a part of the strings that are being pulled. You have World War III. Everybody's afraid of Russia and China, but nobody's considering that as the Islamic faith, which is what they call a racial cloak. So by creating the Islamic faith, the Islamic religion, that was a racial cloak that was created in order to control different, different cultures, different races. So you have all these racial cloaks out there. You know, choose your religion. They're basically all of the same origin. It's very and you have the infighting, and you have the appearance that Masons are against Jesuits, and Jesuits are against Zionists, and da 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 da. But I'm telling you, after all this research, there is not much difference between, each organization. And it's all very, very Masonic in nature. Masonry being the sons of light, you know, before Jesus ever came around, biblically anyway, in the story. We're talking a 4,000 or 5,000 years strong cult called Masonry, which again used to be the light bearers, the Luciferian sons of light. So
now you brought up at the beginning of the program, you brought up George Washington, and Jewish power in the American government began in August of 1790 with George Washington, a year after his inauguration, when he visited Newport, Rhode Island. He visited the Jews up there from the local synagogue, and they handed him a letter praising the God of Israel for establishing an unbiased government. The Jews had never resided in a country that separated church and state as defined in the First Amendment, where the government declined to acknowledge or administer any religious society. And that allowed the Jews to practice freely their religion in this country. And now you said that if we did have an organized state religion, that certainly we would have thrown out the lawyers, we would have thrown out, the Satanists, the Luciferians, the sons of light, as you just mentioned. So this was an open door to come on in and do your thing and ultimately establish the Noahide laws.
That's
right?
the horror of civil equality, civil rights. It basically takes everybody down to the level of not being able to do anything.
Yes. Alrighty, we are going to a break. We'll be right back in about 3 minutes.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win.
AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Clint Richardson. His website is realityblogger.wordpress.com. There's just one G in blogger. And, okay, we're talking about religions, and you cover them quite well here in your article.
And, and it's also important to say that none of the founding fathers were Christians. In fact, I've got a whole series of quotes that's going to be in part three of this series that they were adamantly against Christianity. Again, when you're talking about a Masonic or deistic, basically in this country we have a theocracy and we don't even know it. We have the Masonic rule over us, which, you know, Masons don't like to call themselves a religion. And they're not a religion in the incorporated sense, and yet they'll take all the benefits of being a religion or practicing religious thought when it comes to tax exemption and that sort of thing. So it's a very interesting dichotomy that we have in the United States, because we think that we have this system of law that is separated from the church, and yet when you go through the legal dictionaries, especially the older ones that are much more honest than the ones today, you find that every single law that we have is ecclesiastical in nature. It's always been ecclesiastical. There's never been anything else. So we talk about some of these words. What I did want to say, though, about this, again, these racial cloaks of religion, you find as you start reading these documents the Talmud is a good example, the Masonic writings as well, where you have the planned world wars. In this case, for World War III, you have a plan to put the racially based religions against each other. It's very important to say Judeo-Christianity as opposed to Christianity, which is the structure of corporate religion that promotes, Zionism, promotes Israel. Of course, Israel, you also have to understand, is the kingdom of Jerusalem. Okay, that was a Plantagenet king that was claimed as a king, as the king, part of the kingdom of the kings of England and the royal family, the royal bloodlines, and that was lost, and that was just recently regained, obviously, in the 1940s as a kingdom, basically a new state created called Israel. But really what that is the kingdom of Jerusalem, because that's the focus of all of this, the building, the rebuilding of the temple, the Holy Land, all that. But we have to understand that is and always was considered part of the realm of the bloodline kings. And again, you know, our presidents are of that line, always have been. So what I'm seeing now is all of these countries that are predominantly always have been white-skinned, Germanic, and, you know, Sweden and Germany and even America. Of course, that's a whole tainted story. But, you know, all these European countries are now being infiltrated thanks to the governments. And people are saying, well, why is government allowing such integration of the Islamic faith? They promote the fact that all the Muslims want to reinstitute Sharia law, which is just a bunch of it's nonsense, because it's just a very small percentage. But the idea is to allow these people to come and infiltrate and start changing the culture. Well, everybody doesn't know what to do, because there's laws in place that protect equality and protect religion and protect all this. The idea here is literally to develop racial tension. And once this thing in Israel happens, where they start rebuilding this temple and they're planning on rebuilding it on the holy Muslim mosque there, they're saying it's going to start World War III. I mean, this is the plan. This is the ancient plan. It's been going on for, I mean, the whole world war structure was to establish Zionism, then to establish Israel, and then to literally pit the religions that they've created against each other, the racial cloaks, like we said, the racial structure of Islam against the racial structure of Christianity, the racial structure of Judaism. Okay, the goyim will be wiping themselves out. And I think it's important to say that the Jews, the so-called Jews of today, that claim to be Jewish, are not Jewish, which means that they are actually goyim in their own definition, and pretending, hiding behind the notion of being Semitic. So literally, Judaism, for the most part, is included in this as a racial cloak, as a religion that is going to be pitted against other religions, or, racially speaking, against other cultures. So, I mean, it's very hard to see or to hear this and say, oh yeah, that makes perfect sense, because there's so much information that needs to be absorbed, and that's what I've been doing for the last, I don't know how many months now, I've been working on this this project of cracking the cult of the Constitution. But it's all based, it's all based on ecclesiastical law. It's all based on religion, which is why I'm calling it a cult, because now at this point I consider all religion to be almost anti-Christ. Any time you, which means anti-natural law or anti-God, which is nature, any time you replace God with a symbol or with a ritual or a ceremony, which is completely against the words of the Bible, then obviously something is wrong with your religion. You're not focusing on nature. You're not focusing on what's real. You're living in a symbolic world where you're listening to a priest talk or pretend to be as a saint or as Jesus. And that's what I'm starting to understand about organized religion. And of course, we can't ignore the fact that the church has always been the government. Throughout history, throughout time, recorded time, that has been the case, and it is the case today. So,
I just got a very interesting email. Let me just share it with you. If Jewish Talmud official teaching is that Gentiles or non-Jews are the same as herd animals like cattle and horses, and have the same souls as herd animals, and not the same soul of human beings like Jews, non-Jews are animals. Might not sacrificing animals reasonably include Gentiles, albeit initially as secret ceremonies to keep the non-Jews from complaining? Probably Christian children would be the best choice.
Well,
there's let me finish. This is amazing. There's a long-established history of such sacrifices in Europe, but not in the temple. I have not seen mention of human sacrifice in the historical Jerusalem temples that were destroyed, but I wonder if perhaps there had been. Much is made about being able to once again make animal sacrifices when the great temple is rebuilt.
I'm telling you, you're not far off, my friend, whoever said that, because what you're really talking about is Baal worship, B-A-A-L, and specifically the worship of a god known as Molech, or Moloch. Has a lot of different names that are similar. And if you actually go research, you know, we've heard of Molech the owl, of the owl being the female form of the ancient god worshipped by the people of Jerusalem, the Jews, basically. And of course, this was always a paganist religion. When you actually look up Judaism, you find that it's atheism is the largest sect of Judaism, which I find, you know, fascinating. But if you actually go and you research Molech, I mean, you can just go to Wikipedia, start from there, and branch out. You will see that what was actually happening was that the parents were convinced that they needed to sacrifice their children, one of their children, to the god Molech. And Molech was actually represented not as an owl, but as a man, a large man, with a bull's head.
Well, just think of abortion from 1973 forward, and you kind of, it paints
I
another...
Couldn't.
Exactly. We do need to go to a commercial break and top of the hour break. We'll be back at 6 minutes after the hour.